Line, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios. And, of course, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook. D-Mace, how we doing?
We're doing wonderful.
Willie D, how we doing?
Good morning. Good to see you.
Nick Keezer's behind the glass. How we doing, Nick?
I'm doing great. Ready to go into the weekend, guys.
Let's get into it. Happy Friday to everybody. Well, we heard an update, and I swear that the NFL quarterback carousel gets more and more interesting, yet more and more confusing every single day. I feel like I have whiplash every single morning when I get a new alert that says Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to go to San Francisco, and then Derek Carr is throwing shade at the Las Vegas Raiders at the Pro Bowl games last night, which I did watch that last night.
And it did was, you?
I did. That's how much time I have on my hands.
You must didn't have anything. Like, you must have been bored.
So I thought, okay, may as well just, you know, watch Stephon Diggs try and catch a dodgeball. Anyways, Derek Carr throwing shade at the Raiders last night. So that was something. The Pro Bowl games are something. But what another interesting element into the quarterback carousel, which I think we all already kind of assumed, Jimmy Garoppolo's future with the 49ers. But then it came out that Brock Purdy was going to need Tommy John surgery. So I thought, okay, he's going to be out for at least a year. What's the 49ers' plan at quarterback? And Kyle Shanahan was asked that exact question about Jimmy G. This was Kyle Shanahan earlier this week.
I wish you guys could see Jimmy being back, and if so, what would that look like?
No, I don't see any scenario of that. Yeah, no, I gotcha.
All right.
Just to clarify, yes, that you heard me right. Yes. He's not coming back.
Jimmy Garoppolo, that guy, the one who was our
Jimmy
quarterback?
G? Yeah. Him? No, he's not coming
back.
He's
out. Yeah, he is no longer going to be our quarterback anymore. So that
threw, he gone.
He gone. He gone. And that was said with so much sass that Kyle Shanahan, it sounds like, just cannot wait to be rid of Jimmy Garoppolo. And I don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo's a bad guy in the locker room. It doesn't seem like it. But Kyle Shanahan seems to have had enough of Jimmy G. So throw Jimmy Garoppolo on the quarterback carousel. What's his next landing spot? Well, Ian Rappaport has an idea. He was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. This was Ian Rappaport.
Depending on if Derek Carr is a free agent or not, if Derek Carr is not a free agent, if he gets traded, Garoppolo might be the top. I mean, he's a starter. He's got plenty of experience. He's took a team to a Super Bowl. It's not going to be like crazy, crazy, crazy expensive. I think he'll be really attractive, and I do think he'll be a starter. And I think, you know, there's some other guys that I wonder about, too. Like, will Baker be a starter? Will Minshew be a starter? Will Tannehill be a starter if the Titans do something with him? Like, it's a good class. I wouldn't say it's, like, the greatest class ever, but it is a good one.
So if Tannehill is out at Tennessee, that would mean Willis is in?
I'm not so sure about that. I mean, now, I would say let's play it forward.
That would be no.
Let's say Tannehill, they do decide to trade him or cut him. Or I don't even know. They decide he's not a starter. Rand Carthon is their new GM. He came from San Francisco.
Trey Lance.
Oh, right. No, I don't think so. But Jimmy G might be awesome.
Jimmy G in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wrong game. He sweet. Loves wrong
could
game.
You imagine him in Nashville?
And then Pat McAfee goes on to say, I could. I couldn't. I couldn't imagine Jimmy Garoppolo in Tennessee. And I have a lot of gripes with what Ian Rappaport had to say there. First of all, to put Ryan Tannehill in the same area code as Gardner Minshew, I don't think that's necessarily what he was doing. Mm-hmm. But the main idea here is Ian Rappaport is saying there could be a possibility that Jimmy Garoppolo could come to the Tennessee Titans. And I think that would be such a dumb move to go from Ryan Tannehill to another quarterback that I think is just as good, if not as good, as Ryan Tannehill.
But that is just it's the easiest, like the low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Jimmy Garoppolo, because of Rand Carthon, he comes to Nashville. That is just like, I think my son DJ, who doesn't follow football much, if at all, he probably could have came up with that scenario. Like, oh, Rand Carthon came from Cincinnati, San Fran. Jimmy G was in. Oh yeah, he don't even know anything about the Titans. He would probably say, "Yeah, Jimmy G is going to the Titans." It's just for me, and I like Ian Rappaport. I do. Wonderful job, but that is just that doesn't take any energy to come up with.
Yes.
It's just it's low hanging fruit. It's connect the dots, which is easy. I can't see to me why would you golf unless Rand Carthon just doesn't like, you know, the player Ryan Tannehill, not the person, but the player Ryan Tannehill. If he just doesn't like him, then okay. But I can't see moving off of Ryan Tannehill to go to Garoppolo, who's proven what? He hasn't proven anything in this league other than he can lose you games. I don't get that. It's like people are think, and maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe it's our fault too, because, you know, we sort of went down this rabbit hole with Ryan Tannehill as well, and rightfully so. But we're here and we see it all the time. So we can, and with us, it's kind of like, okay, yes, no, yes, no. It's okay, yes, he is good, but man, it's going to be tough for him to win by himself. He needs some talent around him. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to be with Jimmy G? Jimmy G proven he can't win with the and San Fran has more talent than the Titans, and he proved he couldn't win the big game with them or take them.
All right, let's get to it though. This we had this discussion with mm-hmm. Tom Brady mm-hmm. when the same guy Ian Rappaport was in the same situation on a talk show, a different setting somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he was when he started just, to me, spitballing, right? This is the silly season. This is when you come up with all these ideas, and we really haven't started to see the maneuvering. The Super Bowl hasn't been played yet, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty soon, we're going to actually start seeing moves, and then I think some of these reporters will actually have something to report. Right now, it's just all ideas, right? It's all speculation. To me, that Ian Rappaport was doing nothing different than any of us, mm-hmm. anybody on any talk show, your son, my son, anybody, right? Mm-hmm. Our parents, like, pick anybody. You could just come up with that as an idea. I didn't hear any reporting from Ian Rappaport. So to me, when I hear that, I know Ian Rappaport is a good NFL league reporter, but I didn't hear anything that is a report. That's just an idea.
I hope
so.
It's
there
not
is a 0% chance that happens. We talked about, he didn't get into the practicality of, you would pay Jimmy Garoppolo something equal, maybe even more mm-hmm. than you would already be paying Ryan Tannehill, and you would have to get rid of Tannehill. That makes no sense, and it's a lateral move. So it's just a sexy thing to throw out there as an idea. There's nothing to it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not getting bent out of shape over it. That's not going to happen. Jimmy G will not be the quarterback here. I'm willing to stake my reputation on that. It will not happen.
It doesn't make any sense. And to your point, D-Mace, mm-hmm. The only connection that I can see that why the Titans would bring in Jimmy Garoppolo would be because of Rand Carthon. Is there anything else that would give us any reason to believe other than the fact that Rand Carthon and Mike Vrabel are at the Senior Bowl as well as Ian Rappaport? So I don't know if Ian Rappaport sat down with Mike Vrabel and Rand Carthon and they talked about Jimmy Garoppolo, and maybe for some reason Rand Carthon is infatuated with Jimmy Garoppolo. I just could not fathom a football mind, especially one who spent time with Jimmy G mm-hmm. and with that organization and saw firsthand how much talent that team truly had that really was thrown away by Jimmy Garoppolo.
But that's just like any of us sitting there without knowing. Right, and just saying, well, because Nick knows so-and-so that knows so-and-so that knows D-Mace, maybe mm-hmm. they could get these two guys together. You know what I mean? Like, we could all play that game. Like, we've all played the game 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. At least I have. I know Caroline plays that one.
I've heard that one.
You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, we can play that game, right? You can mm-hmm. you can connect a lot of people through some channels and find, well, maybe. But that's not reporting, right? Mm-hmm. That's just pure speculation and just wondering. But there's no evidence to suggest that that has any chance of happening. So until I hear something along those lines, I'm just going to go ahead. I look at the practicality of that move, and mm-hmm. I say it doesn't work. It makes no chance. Even if you like, he might like Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah. Rand Carthon. He might like him. But he knows with the salary cap and the way you would have to execute doing that with your salary cap. By the way, they're over the salary cap right now. They don't have a lot of money sitting around. They've got to deal with Ryan Tannehill's situation one way or the other. Keep him, mm-hmm. renegotiate, cut him, whatever. There's going to be a price to pay there. And you're going to add a guy who's about the same type of quarterback? It makes no sense. That's just, you don't do that.
Unless you just want to walk away from a guy. Like, listen, he's a good player. Yeah, he's won for us, but the time has come. We just got to part ways with them. That can happen, but I'm just thinking the likelihood of that happening, because if you make that move and you still end up in the same exact place, Rand Carthon said it, that costs you your job. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not sure that Mike Vrabel is in the business of making lateral moves and still ending up in the same place. You know, I'm really trying to figure this out. Like, can it really possibly happen? I guess anything is possible.
Right, it's
like
possible.
Kevin Garnett said, anything is possible.
That's right. It's possible, but that's way different than reporting that exactly. There's real interest there. Uh-huh. You know, I'm just trying to lay out what the reality is. Like,
exactly.
Anything is possible. Like Louis said, the salary cap is malleable. Mm-hmm. It's possible they could try to go after Aaron Rodgers, but it's not practical.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
And to your point, D-Mace, have they gotten to the point with Ryan Tannehill that they just want to cut ties and move forward? I don't think that they have.
I don't think they have either. I think Vrabel, because of his toughness, Vrabel loves that.
And they might view Ryan Tannehill the same way we do. You're not going to build the future around him. He's not going to be the single-handedly the reason why you win a Super Bowl. I don't think that you can win a Super Bowl with Ryan Tannehill. But I think that his attitude, and also, they're not paying Ryan Tannehill very much money. I think the Titans are looking at that as a really great opportunity. We have a quarterback that we're going to win enough games with. We're not paying him a lot of money. He knows the system. He gets the culture. He fits in the culture. He is fine. Mm-hmm. Why disrupt that for something that might not even be a step forward, but actually be a step back? Because I was wondering this. Mm-hmm. In my head, I was thinking, do I just have this, you know, this idea of Jimmy Garoppolo being not a very good quarterback and I'm not willing to get out of it? So I asked myself, if Ryan Tannehill was the starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, would they have a Super Bowl by now? Take Jimmy away, put Ryan Tannehill in. Mm-hmm. They went in 2020. They had the opportunity to go last year when they were in the NFC Championship. And then again this year. If Ryan Tannehill quarterbacked the 49ers, would they have a Super Bowl by now?
I think they would have went to another Super Bowl with Ryan. Because the way I look at Ryan is this way. He's not going to win you a Super Bowl, but you can get to a Super Bowl and possibly win, but not because of him, mm-hmm. but because of the people around him. Mm-hmm. Vrabel said it and then tried to sort of pull it back a little bit. He said, we got to be great around him. Then the next offseason, traded away A.J. Brown. But that's neither here nor there. But when your head coach says, we got to be great around the individual, there's no taking that back, because those are your feelings. You said it. You said it out loud to everybody. And you said it right after the game where you're your most honest. We got to be great around our quarterback. So you can get there with him. He can take you there. But he's not going to be the reason why you won. It's going to be the collective more so than the quarterback.
Yeah, he's good. This is not to knock Garoppolo. He's a good quarterback. And he's always played on good teams, mm-hmm. the Patriots and the 49ers. And when there's been good talent around him, he's won. His record as a starter is 40-17. That's good. Mm-hmm. You're doing something right. But I think you could say the exact same thing about Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill, when he's been on good teams, his numbers are very good. Mm-hmm. About the same as Garoppolo. That's how I view it. Now, he's a couple years older. Mm-hmm. But, again, the money that we're talking. You already have Tannehill. He's here in your – he's under contract for you. So you have to deal with that. You're not going to trade him. I think it's very tough to trade him. He's $36 million against the cap as it is. There would be a penalty there, I think, if you trade him there. I think what a lot of people are talking about is, do you rework that contract, clear up a little salary cap space for this year, push a little bit more of the pile mm-hmm. to the coming years when the cap is going to keep going up, hopefully. And that's money-wise, I think, is wiser than trying to cast him aside somewhere and bring in a guy like Jimmy G, who you're going to have to compete with other teams. There's plenty of teams that need a quarterback. They're going to say, well, Jimmy G's better than the guy we got. We don't have a quarterback. So he's going to get paid, right? Quarterbacks get paid.
And that's what I want to get into coming up next, is in terms of who is going to be the Titans quarterback of the future, how are the Titans currently using their leverage? We'll get into that coming up next. And, of course, your phones, 615-737-1025 is our phone number. It's Caroline, really, D-Mace. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
What do you think of Ryan Tannehill, and is he your quarterback?
I don't think that's fair. At this point, we're still evaluating the roster. I am, you know, and that's going to take further conversations with me and Mike. Ryan has been great here. He's won a lot of football games, and I look forward to us winning football games. But I still need more time, you know, to evaluate and make those decisions. As you know, this is a quarterback-driven league, and people are hired and fired every day over that position. So we want to – I want to spend more time evaluating that position, so I'll have my own opinion, and Mike and I will confer and figure it out.
There you go. That was Rand Carthon on Ryan Tannehill. And look, I have no problem with what Rand Carthon said about Ryan Tannehill. I think that's the right thing to do, because I think that's genuinely how the Titans felt at the time, is – maybe we could go back to Ryan Tannehill. Maybe we can explore the quarterback market. But I'll say, I think, you know, I think it is more likely, overwhelmingly more likely than not, that Ryan Tannehill is the starting quarterback for the Tennessee Titans in 2023.
Oh, I remember we said a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
80 to 85%. I'm sticking by that. I think I'd stay with those probable numbers.
I would say, yeah, 85 to 90%.
And now that Brady's out of the mix, it might go to like 88, 90%. Because, yeah, like, Brady was at best a 2 or 3%. Chance. So, I, you know, now that he's out of the picture, I might go 90 for Ryan Tannehill. I just don't see another option that is practical at this point.
I can't see them moving away from Ryan Tannehill. But hell, things happen in the NFL, and moves are made that are surprising, that sometimes you just don't understand why they made the move. So I can't fully commit to like 85-90%. But I'm leaning more toward, you know, them keeping Ryan Tannehill rather than them not, because it's going to take a few things. It's going to take a few moves for that to happen. It's going to take, you know, a potential trade. Do whoever the team you're trading, do they want to pick up the whole salary? Do you rework the deal before you make the trade? You know, push some of the money out, like Willie said. There are several things that need to possibly happen. And then if you do, it's like, okay, well, how much are we signing Jimmy G for? How long is this deal for? You know, it's not going to be a 2-year deal or a 1-year deal. I would assume he wouldn't sign a 1 or 2 year deal. It's going to be a 3, 4, 5 year deal for him. So as an organization, do you want to be held to a contract for a guy who is injury prone and has known to not play his best football when you need him to play? So he has two things, you know, 2 or 3 things working against him. So you got to try to figure all that out. Try to figure out, how do you trade Ryan Tannehill? And not to say that none of that can be done, because it can be, but that sure is a whole lot to still end up 10-7, you know, 9-8 or 8-9.
That's, again, I come back to the same word, practical. What is a practical solution? There are teams that aren't practical. I think you can argue the Colts, with their quarterback situation,
have not
been
practical.
Anything but practical, no. Right? They've done crazy, desperate things
they've
year in and year out.
They've put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole at the quarterback situation over the last 3 or 4 years.
And it has not worked.
And I have zero interest in the Titans getting in the, you know, following the Indianapolis Colts school of quarterbacking.
You see what I got there?
You bring in a veteran for a year, and then maybe they're there for a year or two. You find another veteran. You're just patching up holes. I have zero interest in the Jimmy Garoppolo sweepstakes. Zero at all. Not as it just not practical, Willie, to your point. I think it's dumb to move on from a quarterback that has been in this system, who was not the problem this past season, to move on to a quarterback that really I could point to was the problem in San Francisco. They couldn't get rid of him fast enough. So I think that the Titans are sticking with Ryan Tannehill. You two think the Titans are sticking with Ryan Tannehill. The ESPN.com, there's an article up that has a quarterback simulator of all of the potential quarterback needy teams, or the potential quarterbacks that could be on the quarterback carousel. That simulator has Ryan Tannehill coming back to the Tennessee Titans, even with, you know, fielding trade offers from Derek Carr. Has the Titans sticking with Ryan Tannehill? And I think back, I think about that. I think about all of our thoughts, and I think about that quote from Rand Carthon, that clip that we played coming back from break about, you know, we need to evaluate, so on and so forth. especially where we're at now with Tom Brady retiring and, you know, the whole Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, it feels so likely that Ryan Tannehill is going to be the quarterback. Yet, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the Titans are the only team in the league that have yet to either commit nor decommit from their quarterback. I mean, Vegas has made it very clear, mm-hmm. and so has Derek Carr, that they don't want to be together. Mm-hmm. San Francisco, Kyle Shanahan made it very clear earlier this week that they are going to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo and all the other teams that have their
the
quarterbacks,
Giants have
obviously.
Made it clear they want
they
Daniel,
want
Jones,
Daniel
right.
Jones
back.
The Titans haven't said for certain or not for certain that they want to move on from Ryan Tannehill or they want to keep Ryan Tannehill. And I've been thinking about that, and I think it clicked with me yesterday. Jared and TD were talking about it yesterday. I think that's the Titans using every single little bit of their leverage with Ryan Tannehill. Because I think the Titans understand that Ryan Tannehill needs the Titans more than the Titans need Ryan Tannehill. Because if the Titans move on from Ryan Tannehill, what's the market for him? Maybe he goes on to be a backup somewhere?
Nah, I think because there are quite a few teams that need quarterbacks. Whether the Giants say they're going to sign Daniel Jones back, they got to work that deal out. Whether mm-hmm. they sign him back or not, they can franchise tag him, exclusive franchise tag him, so they can have control over sort of how they maneuver with him. So the Giants are, even though they want their guy, can they sign their guy? I think more than likely they will.
Yeah.
The Jets, they're still in limbo about their quarterback. Will they get Aaron Rodgers? They sure enough seem as if they don't want their first rounder.
Oh, they're selling out for Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly. So if they don't get Aaron Rodgers, then what? There's going to be a market. If the Titans indeed move off from Ryan Tannehill, there will be a market for Ryan as
a
starting
big
quarterback.
Big
now,
market.
Will he get the money that the Titans are paying him now? I don't know. But he will find a starting job in his because he's young enough and he's a good quarterback. He's not a bad quarterback. He's had some bad games, but he's not a bad – he's a top 15 quarterback in this league, I believe, when he's fully healthy. He's a top 15 quarterback. So that tells me if the Titans choose to go a different direction without Ryan Tannehill, one, they better make the right decision on who his successor is. Because if you don't, that's going to get all y'all fired. Mm-hmm. I'm just going back to what Rand Carthon said. That's going to get all y'all fired. If y'all kick Ryan Tannehill out, bring in another guy, whoever it is, and it don't work out, all y'all ass is gone, okay?
But in terms of leverage, I would say the Titans have more.
I don't think so. I think it's 50.
The Titans have leverage because he's under contract.
Yeah, they have leverage because he's if they get away from him, it's not like Ryan can't go out and get another job as a starting quarterback in this league. He can. I don't think the Titans' only leverage is he can't go anywhere because we got him under contract.
Yeah. So let's look at the number of quarterbacks. We've exhausted our talking about Rodgers, Derek Carr, Garoppolo, right?
Green Bay would take him,
sure. See, this is what I'm saying here. Like if Rodgers ends up, and I still think Rodgers will end up on the Packers. I think that they won't be able to do what they want to do. They'll have to eat too much money. I think they're just going to bite the bullet and keep him. I really do. But let's say he's out there. So you got him, Carr, you've got Garoppolo, Jameis Winston, I guess.
Oh, boy.
But look at the number of teams, though, that need quarterbacks. So when I start getting on this list,
Geno Smith would be Tannehill, out there.
Geno Smith might be out there.
Yeah, because you never know.
Why would you get rid of Geno Smith? He just had a great year. Who are you going to get? This is what I get to. What are the alternatives? Once you get past a certain list, I love the term that Tim Hasselbeck used. You're in Trubisky land. Yeah. Right, that's what you're in.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look at the teams that are trying to get out of Trubisky land, who have been in Trubisky land. Mm-hmm. Panthers, Jets.
Colts.
Now the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Okay, who's their quarterback?
I don't know.
Blaine Gabbert.
Exactly.
Said Blaine can get.
He'll be back. He'll be back as their backup, right? He'll probably be their backup. But they've got to get somebody else. They're not going to give him the starting job. You got the Falcons who are still trying to figure out their thing. So there's just a lot. There are a lot of jobs. There are a lot of teams that would saying, you know what? Ryan Tannehill's starting to look pretty good. Like
Kyle Trask is in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but the way
if that means anything, you know,
is that who you're gonna roll with? You ready to roll with him?
No. Thank you, too, Nick. I appreciate it. But no.
Yeah.
I'm not rolling with him.
The way that I look at it is the Titans could say, hey, we need you to take a pay cut. Mm-hmm. We need you to take a pay cut. And that's your option. You can take a pay cut, or we're happy to trade you to Tampa Bay, where you can be there for a year and you can uproot your family and play out the rest of your contract there. If I'm Ryan Tannehill, that doesn't seem very attractive.
See, that's where the rubber meets the road with your question of who has leverage, mm-hmm. because I don't think he would have to take a pay cut. Now, I think if the Titans came to him and said, all right,
but if we've
got to get your – well, they might want him to, but his leverage is to say, there's a lot of teams that need a quarterback.
Yeah, just cut me.
Cut me. I'll go – so
I'm not taking a pay cut.
He's got to work. And so they have to work with each other. So I do think it would be more of a win-win. Let's give you a little more guaranteed up front. Let's push the pile back. Let's spread this money out over a couple years. And the win-win is your cap figure goes down. You get more money in your pocket right now. Mm-hmm. And we can put a better team around you. To me, that's the most practical of the options.
But then you can possibly move on from him depending on how they
you cut him down the road.
You can cut him after
and there's less
dead
money.
You know, so.
And that's what I'm saying is if the Titans are looking at it like, mm-hmm. we want to give less money up front right now, we're going to have to readjust your contract and you're going to have to take a pay cut right now.
But is it, Derek, I don't know if you did this at any
point
in your
career. It wouldn't necessarily
be. You get more money in your pocket up front.
It would be deemed a signing bonus
right.
or roster bonus. So they're just taking your
money. You get guaranteed
money. Say if he's making $37 million. Well, they say, well, we don't want to pay you $37 million this year. Let's say we
Let's get your cap number down to here.
The cap number. Let's guarantee it in roster bonus. This amount in roster bonus. This would be your amount during the season. So all together, you're going to still get your money, but we're pushing it out. So they can do that. And Ryan might say, yeah, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. As long as I'm still getting my money. That's all that matters.
Let's get your thoughts on it. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063 The Game. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063 The Game of the Game Nashville app. Ask D-Mace in less than 1 hour. So make sure to get those questions for D-Mace in, and you will win a fun prize. But let's get to your thoughts. Your calls, your texts, 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Chris in Dixon texts in and says, two says they move on from Tannehill. Okay. One, they find a young, two ways, I think.
Okay.
Two ways they move on from Ryan Tannehill. One, they find a young quarterback with a higher ceiling. Two, they find a quarterback for less than $5 million that they feel won't cost them more than one or two wins. I don't think you're going to find a quarterback.
Who are these guys?
Who are the $5 million guys?
Josh Dobbs.
You're in Trubisky land.
Exactly.
Like, moving on from Ryan Tannehill to then to go on to Josh Dobbs just because he's cheap, the money doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't
now
think
Dobbs
that,
is a whole other category, right? He is replacement
he's
level.
He's less
is what
than
I would
Trubisky
say.
Land.
Yeah.
I mean, he was struggling to be a backup. And that's no disrespect to Josh Dobbs. That's just the reality of what his career has been. He's been playing fine. But I'm not going to move on from Ryan Tannehill to go to Josh Dobbs just to, one, pay him less, and to, two, be worse.
Well, he said that there's only a difference in one win with that. Is that his theory?
You're not going to find a $5 million quarterback that would only cost you one or two wins that Ryan Tannehill could win you.
Yeah,
one or two wins is a big difference, too, by the way.
But it would be more than one or two wins. It'll be more than one or two wins. You get a quarterback, you're paying $5 million. It's somebody that's a third stringer somewhere or can barely throw the football. If they do get a young quarterback or a rookie quarterback, you still keep Ryan Tannehill. You know, you want to have Ryan Tannehill because I don't think the Titans are in the business of being a bad team.
Right.
And if you get a young quarterback, even Joe Burrow had his struggles, even though he was injured his rookie season, got injured, but he still had his struggles, and Cincinnati wasn't tearing up the world with him as a rookie quarterback. It was subsequently the next following year where he got healthy, got some more weapons, and boom, he becomes Joe Cool.
Mm-hmm.
But you go out and get a young guy, you're gonna struggle too. So listen, keep Ryan Tannehill, but eventually, and listen, I know it's not easy, getting your quarterback in. And you know, I was driving home yesterday and I heard Jared said that because he mentioned the midday show and get a quarterback is easy. No, I've never said getting your quarterback was easy. I said they need to get their future quarterback. Hell, any team that doesn't have their future quarterback, they're still dealing with their aging quarterback. They are in the market for a quarterback.
Question. Exactly. Everybody is so in that boat.
It's not easy getting your guy, but eventually you're gonna have to do whatever it takes to get that guy that you believe can take your team to a Super Bowl. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer with that young quarterback to get to the Super Bowl. We experienced it with Steve McNair. It took some years to get to the Super Bowl with Steve, but we got there. So you're going to eventually, the Titans are going to eventually have to get their quarterback of the future. You can continue to kick the can down the road as long as you want to, but if you're not competing for Super Bowls each and every year, then your only course of action is to somehow, some way find your quarterback, your young quarterback of the future. It's not easy, but that's why they hire Rand Carthon.
Yeah, you have to have your eyes open, and you also have to assess, you know, what options do I have? How desperate am I? What options are out there in a given year? And always have your eyes open. For example, let's talk about the Trubisky land. There are some pretty good stories over the years of guys who were sort of rescued and were much, much better. I think you could argue Tannehill was in Trubisky land at one point, right? He was in limbo in Miami. He was available for a song. The Titans took him.
Traded him for a pack of gum.
Yeah. And I think a couple of kicking tees were in there.
Yeah, they were. You're right.
A couple of kicking tees.
Yeah, I'll be fair.
And he turned into a pretty good quarterback. Like Geno Smith was. Yeah. I had forgotten he was in the league. Remember, he came up, he played a lot as a young player. He was kind of ballyhooed. He was with the Jets. He kind of crashed and burned. What was his line? They wrote me off. I didn't write back.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great example of you can maybe in your older years. Rich Gannon, I think, was a great example. Kind of middled around for a number of years, and then boom, he was great. Mm-hmm. So there are some success stories there. So I'm not acting like that never happens. And sometimes that's the best thing because you don't usually pay for those guys right away. You can get them cheap. But there's probably more examples where it doesn't work, where the guy remains the same guy he's always been.
But you're not getting that guy. Back then, you got a Rich Gannon for $4 or $5 million, but that was a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Back then, $5 or $6 million.
But when they acquired him,
now
what did they get him for? I probably didn't have to pay much at all.
I can't remember the contract, but now.
He was on two or three different teams, right? He was on the Chiefs and the Vikings.
Tampa. Did he go to Tampa? No, he wasn't.
I don't think he was on Tampa, but I remember Chiefs and Vikings before he got to the Raiders, for sure. There might have been another team.
Went to the same thing, too. They went to Tampa and won a Super Bowl.
Brad Johnson.
Yeah, Brad Johnson. Yeah, same thing.
I was going to say, Tom Brady? Which is true. One texter texts in and says, has Jimmy Garoppolo ever thrown three interceptions in one playoff game? Nobody did throw two in the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
So,
come on, that's
like,
just...
you can nitpick all day long. And this texture goes on to say, Tannehill has never been to a Super Bowl. That's true. Mm-hmm. He's normally terrible in the playoffs. Like 80 yards passing in a game, terrible. Just stop with comparing the two. Their regular season stats are similar. Their playoff stats are not. Okay, let's look at it then.
This is what I go to. Has he been great in the playoffs? No. When they went to the AFC Championship game, they wanted him to throw the ball. How many times did he throw the ball in that game? During a 2-week period, he threw the ball no more than, what was it, 30 times?
Tannehill.
It was something like, it wasn't over 40 times, I know that. But was that because of Ryan Tannehill, or is that because of the coaching staff saying, hey, listen, this is who we are as a run team. We need to run the football. This is how we're going to win. We don't want to pass the ball around the yard. They didn't have too many pass catchers back then either, you know, when they went to the AFC Championship game. I think A.J. Brown, he was a young guy, I believe. Or was he on the team? Yeah, he was on the team. He was a young guy. They had Corey Davis. So they had a bunch of young players, and they were riding the back because that's the second half where Derrick Henry just went off. Like, he just tore up the league in the second half of the season. So they rode Derrick Henry as long as they could possibly ride him. But you know what Ryan Tannehill did? He made some damn good passes in that game. He made some damn good touchdown passes in that game. He didn't lose them the game. Now, granted, you go to see Cincinnati comes here, and he has that one game where it's just like everything is going downhill. But after that, last season, this past season, when he was healthy, you can't say that it was because of Ryan Tannehill that this team lost. Had they gotten to the playoffs, I don't think it would have been because of Ryan Tannehill that they lost the playoff game. They were just a beat-up, not good team this past season toward the latter part. So whether he played a great game or not, it was going to be hard for them to win in the playoffs.
Okay, so and everybody here listening probably has their own they watched the games with Tannehill.
Yeah.
So he brought up Garoppolo's playoff stats.
Right.
All right, so I'm not sure what his vision of it is, but here are the numbers. In 2019, they got to the Super Bowl, yes. How many yards passing do you think he averaged in the three games?
I'm about looking at it right now, so I'm cheating.
150?
Yeah, 142.
Okay.
142, two touchdowns, three interceptions. And then last year, he averaged 178 yards passing. So if you're in like, well, Tannehill didn't pass for very many yards in the playoff game.
Well,
so
he
that's
didn't
true.
Either.
Neither did Jimmy G. Two touchdowns, three interceptions. So his quarterback rating, his passer rating, and he's, by the way, he's not a runner at all.
Right.
74.1 in the playoffs. That's below par, right? That's yeah. not Super Bowl winning.
And
stuff.
He has more interceptions than he do touchdowns.
Four touchdowns, six interceptions.
In his six playoffs games, four touchdowns, six interceptions.
Yeah.
Like we said, he's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on really good teams. He hasn't been the reason that his team has advanced.
They
right?
made it to the Super Bowl in spite.
Yeah. He didn't pull them down. I don't think he's good, but he doesn't elevate them, mm-hmm. right? He's not the reason they advance.
And I don't want to act like Ryan Tannehill is some sort of Superman in the playoffs.
No. Yes,
Ryan Tannehill was the reason why the Titans did not beat the Bengals last year.
He
had
the nightmare.
It was an absolute nightmare of the game. I don't want to ignore that, but let's not act like Jimmy Garoppolo is going to bring the Titans to the promised land or nowhere where Ryan Tannehill has been able to bring them. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Some news about another team that I think Titans fans are going to love. We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline Ville DeMace, 1025-1063 The Game.
Indianapolis, my read on this, I'm not reporting this, but my read on this is that the owner really loves the interim head coach, my former TV colleague, the guy that I love, Jeff Saturday, a just tremendous guy. And I think they just keep bringing in more and more people to see if there's anybody else that the owner would like more than Jeff Saturday. So, Jim, let's try Shane Steichen. Hey, Jim, let's try Wink Martindale.
This guy can play the guitar, Jim. Hey, Jim.
What do you think?
Looking at Jiro Avero, like, look at all these guys, Jim. Like, we got some really good captains. But I really like Jeff Saturday.
Jeff Saturday. Ring of Honor, brother. He's in there. The guy loves the show.
Right.
There you go. That was Adam Schefter, the Pat McAfee Show, earlier this week. So what I'm hearing is there is a little bit of a butting of a heads between Jim Irsay and Chris Ballard in Indianapolis. They are on their head coaching search, and their head coaching search has just been a dumpster fire. They're going into a third round of interviews, which I don't know if I've ever heard of three rounds of interviews for a head coach. I've heard the second round, the interviews lasted like 8, 10 to 12 hours. What in the world? And now they're going to their third round, and Jim Irsay just loves Jeff Saturday, just adores Jeff Saturday. And Charles Robinson was on Robbie and Rex Road this morning and was talking about how that probably isn't going to be a very good move.
I think there's a consensus that I don't know how overt they're ever really going to be. Everybody believes that Irsay, when it's all done, that it's going to be Jeff Saturday and that Irsay is going to be the one who made that call, and they interviewed 6,000 people before they ultimately, came to that conclusion. It's one of those searches where it's weird because you're sitting there and you're going, like, Chris Ballard doesn't want to do this. Like, Chris Ballard, he has no choice, so he's going to go through, all these interviews and ultimately either Irsay's going to step back and go, fine, let's hire whoever you think the best candidate is, or Irsay's going to go, yeah, I like Jeff. Like the press conference we had, I made it pretty clear. I like Jeff. Nothing's changed since then, other than the fact that Jeff went out there and didn't really do anything to secure this job. I mean, I know Dan Orlovsky's tweeting about how he had like what five first quarter leads at the end of the first quarter. Awesome. I love Dan, by the way. I love Dan, but like, I'm like, man, get yourself some friends like Dan. We'll talk about the bare minimum that you do as a thing.
So it looks like Jeff Saturday is probably going to be the guy in Indianapolis, much to Chris Ballard's dismay, who keeps pushing candidates on Jim Irsay to say, hey, let's interview Rich Passaccio, who they did. Let's interview Shane Steichen, who is in the building. Mm-hmm. Let's interview Raheem Morris, Rams defensive coordinator, just pushing all of these names, these candidates, and Jim Irsay saying, nope, Jeff Saturday's my guy. And nothing against Jeff Saturday. Mm-hmm. But I think that would be the best thing for Titans fans. Jeff Saturday is not a football coach.
Mm. Well, it's not. I think what Jeff is, from what I have, you know, heard from other people that have been around him, whether playing or, you know, on television, is that he is a leader. And
he was that when he was a player.
Exactly.
Too.
Sometimes that's what you want your head coach to be. The CEO and the leader. He doesn't have to be the greatest in X's and O's and all that other stuff. But if he can lead these men, if he can be, you know, if he can get these men to buy into what he's preaching, if he's consistent with these men and with everybody in the building, if he brings that energy, because nobody, listen, when Vrabel got here, he wasn't the greatest at X's and O's, you know, as a defensive coordinator. But the one thing he is good at, he can lead men, period. That's what he does. That's why guys, hey, listen, we will, you know, run through a wall for Vrabel. You know, that's why he get these guys each and every week, whether it be a guy on a practice squad, a guy they bring in that wasn't on anybody's team or that was on somebody else's practice squad. They come in here and he gets them to play to their maximum. I think that's what Jeff Saturday is. Is he an X's and O's coach? Probably not. But he wouldn't have to be that. Only thing he would have to do is hire good coaches around him. Your head coach is only as good as the people that he or she hires. If the people that they hire aren't getting the job done, then you're not going to get the job done and you're going to get fired. If they are getting the job done, you're going to keep the job and you're going to get most of the praise. When in fact, it's the people that you hired that, you know, that do their job in the background that doesn't get all the fanfare unless you're probably the OC or the DC. But you are the leader of this franchise. You are the guy beside the quarterback. So to me, I don't think it would be a bad hire. Unless he went in there and, you know, guys just wasn't doing what he was asking them to do. And it doesn't seem that was the case. But as far as, you know, do I think he can get the job done or not? You know, I think he could. But if you're asking him to draw up the plays and be the OC or be the DC or something, no, that's not him. But I tell you what he can do. Being a former all-pro lineman center in this league, a damn good one, then he can coach up that offensive line. He can help coach up that offensive line, just like Vrabel helps with the defense at times. John Harbaugh, he helped with the special teams, you know, because that was his lane when he was an assistant coach. So it can work. I'm not saying it's not going to work. It can work, but it depends on who he hires. To beat OC, DC, and everything else.
I do buy into that. I do think if you are a guy who is the leader, you create the environment. You don't necessarily have to be the brains behind the offense or the defense, necessarily. I mean, you can delegate that,
yeah.
Right? If you have good people, you need good players. I think it could work. But I do sense the tension. Between and it just shows
and that's
you
that why it may
Irsay
not work.
Is the guy, yeah. Right? Irsay is calling the shots, just like with Carson Wentz. Once he said Carson Wentz will not be my quarterback, and he told Chris Ballard, "I don't care what you have to do, get him out of here." It wasn't practical.
No.
They had to give up. They gave up assets to get Carson Wentz. They had to then give up more assets to get rid of Carson Wentz. There was a price to be paid there. There's still that's part of the reason why they're in this, you know, dilemma to begin with.
Yeah.
Right. Because of all the shakeups that Jim Irsay caused himself. Now he's trying to have Jeff Saturday dig him out of that. They're still a ways away from winning, I think. And like you said, Caroline here, You root for it. You hope for chaos. You hope that they keep screwing it up. Because they used to be pretty darn good.
And I think it's pretty indicative within the building, you know, it's the tension between, and I don't really know if it's really tension, but it's obviously a disagreement where Chris Ballard is trying to lead Jim Irsay down a path that he doesn't want to go down.
Yeah, you're the boss.
But it's your team.
Just tell you, consider this.
It's but kind of, there's a football guy, and then there's the owner. And not that Jim Irsay isn't a football guy, but Chris Ballard is a football guy. He is a general manager for a reason. And the football guy is telling you, hey, let's maybe look at different options. Let's maybe navigate different avenues. And I think that Jim Irsay looks at the Titans and the formula that they have with Mike Vrabel, a former player, and he says, I want that. I want my Mike Vrabel. I want a former player. But I think the difference is Mike Vrabel was a coach before he was the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, albeit not a very great coordinator, but still had coaching experience, had his own coaching tree. And I think that Jim Irsay might be just a little in over his head. And it's no disrespect to Jim Irsay. He's a great guy. Loved watching him on TV. He was a great player, a great leader on that team. But I think, to your point, Willie, Titans fans should be happy about the chaos in Indianapolis because it doesn't look like it's going to get solved anytime soon.
It's crazy how, you know, years ago, the Titans were sort of in this predicament that the Indianapolis Colts are in, trying to find head coaches, and it was just a dumpster fire for a good while. And then, you know, Amy was like, enough of this. You know, I'm taking control. We're going to get a GM, and we're going to get a head coach. And they found the GM and head coach. So now Indianapolis is in sort of that same situation where it just seems like it's chaos. And us, you know, down here, we're like, keep it going.
Yeah.
Keep the chaos going.
Yeah, have fun with that. Enjoy that. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Some changes within the Titans building. I want to get D-Mace's thoughts on it since he knows that person. We'll get into that coming up next. It's Caroline, Willie, D-Mace. And ask D-Mace in 30 minutes. Get those questions in for D-Mace. 1025-1063 The Game.